It will soon be flu season. The CDC says December through February is generally the peak period in the U.S. And so that makes right now flu shot season. It's very important to get one. Experts say especially the vulnerable and the elderly should. But some years the vaccine offers less protection than others, and this may be one of them. And it has to do with eggs. Helen Branswell covers infectious diseases and public health for our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine Publication. Helen, some people may not know that most flu vaccines are made from viruses that are grown in eggs.
That's right. That's the way they're made year after year and have been since flu vaccines have been made.
And those viruses are later killed or weakened and they become the vaccine. But the problem that's arising, as you say, very clever here, that vaccine makers are right now putting all their eggs in one basket because these viruses have to mutate in order to grow in the eggs. And some of the mutations are a problem.
Yeah, I mean, it's been known for a while, and in fact, it makes biological sense. If a virus has to grow in a new host, it has to adapt to do that, and that adaptation process requires it to mutate a bit. Sometimes those mutations don't really make a big difference, but sometimes they sort of profoundly change the viruses that end up being grown in eggs. So in essence, the vaccine that you get trains your body to recognize one virus when actually the viruses that are circulating don't exactly look like that virus.
Right. And that's the result of that maybe over-mutation. We understand some manufacturers are bringing in two different kinds of ways of making vaccines. One's a recombinant vaccine. Another is made of flu viruses grown in animal cell lines. These are dog kidney cell lines. Is this just for diversity?
You know, in part it's for diversity. The U.S. government has been concerned for a while that you want to have a bunch of different options because some viruses grow better in some mediums than others. And so diversifying the types of flu vaccine out there are, you know, it's a good idea. But also, people have been looking for ways to make better flu vaccines, and a couple of companies have invested in these two approaches in the hopes that they will be better.
What is the recombinant?
What they do is take these viruses called baculoviruses that normally infect caterpillars. And when they infect caterpillars, they hijack the caterpillar's cells to make huge amounts of a certain type of protein that the virus wants. In this case, they retrain those baculoviruses to produce a flu protein. So they infect the caterpillars and then start generating a whole bunch of this important flu protein, which they then harvest from the insects and use to make the vaccine.
Yeah. Well, but how hard is it for an entire industry to start shifting here? You talked to some researchers who said, if we were starting right now, ground zero, and creating a flu vaccine, we would not do it in eggs because of the mutations that we talked about. But how hard is it now for an industry to shift?
You know, that's a huge problem. I mean, there's a lot of investment that would be required if they were going to shift into new mediums. And, you know, there's a lot of discussion these days about trying to come up with much better flu vaccines, better, broader vaccines that you might only have to get once every 10 years or once, you know, a few times in a lifetime that would protect against all sorts of flu viruses out there. And the science isn't there yet, but it's improving. And if industry is looking at a situation thinking, okay, if I'm going to be shifting over to do that in a number of years, will I want to make this incremental step now that's going to cost a lot of money? I kind of suspect many will wait for the big shift as opposed to making the incremental step.
But you also heard from somebody at BARDA, again, the government agency, who said, look, you know, if there's a pandemic, you know, God forbid, and you need 600 million doses of influenza vaccine in a short time, you're going to use eggs and cells and recombinant. You're going to need everything.
That's right. I mean, and that's what BARDA is all about. Their interest is making sure that the production of flu vaccine in this country is robust enough that it can respond in a hurry when there's a pandemic. And as they told me, they will want all the horses in the race at that point.
Yeah, especially since one of the viruses could also wipe out chickens. And could also wipe out eggs.
Yeah, that's been a problem they've known about for a while. There's a avian influenza virus, H5N1, that actually kills chickens. But the U.S. now has a secure supply of eggs for vaccine production that it can use whenever it's needed. So I think that base is probably covered.
Yeah. By the way, we started off by saying that because of some of these mutations, this might not be the strongest flu vaccine. But in your research and talking to people, I mean, people should still get the flu shot.
Absolutely. I mean, there is protection. It's not that the vaccine doesn't help. It's just that it could be better.
Right. Helen Branswell covers infectious diseases and public health for STAT. Helen, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.